Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Tom Anastasi is our guest, our good friend, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right, Dr. Tom Anastasi. And go to his website, TomAnastasi.com, and you find all the things that he does there, including the book, and he'll autograph it and get it right out to you. My website is SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. I hope you check that out, too, and take advantage of all the things that we have there. We update it every day. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. That'll be a little Christmas present to yourself. Because it'll come this Sunday. You'll get it this Sunday. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about retail. You've got some more retail tips for our folks. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, importantly is to have very cool packaging at this point. That is extremely important because even very kind of practical presents, if they're put in very nice packaging, become an amazing gift. And so
that means you don't. That means you don't want me to wrap it then.
I mean, look.
Have you ever noticed, Tommy? Have you ever noticed that most almost every person you see wrapping presents is a female?
Yeah.
Guys are not good wrappers.
It's just not one of our.
Well,
we're good at hunting and gathering.
We don't care. You know, it's not that big a deal, but women will just fuss over the paper. It's amazing what they'll do to these things.
I know. It really is.
And they're beautiful. So, but anyways, that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. So, and then, you know, the actual packaging material, you know, for instance, look at perfume. They always come in very interesting boxes, very interesting bottles, things like that. Can make all the difference. Another thing for small business owners is using your suppliers. And this is something that most businesses don't realize they can do. And suppliers aren't real good about letting people know the things they can do.
Mm-hmm.
But let me give you an example. There was a small computer company that I was working with. Yeah, we can't compete with places like Best Buy on price.
Shouldn't be competing with them on price.
No, and they. One of the things is that they gave great service and people go into them and that was fine, but they didn't want to sell service contracts because they were thinking, oh, my gosh, I can't deal with the risk of what happens if I get all these computers coming in. The downside risk is too great. And so I said, well, you know, go through Toshiba and Compaq. And I said, what? I said, well, Toshiba and Compaq will give them the service contract.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring it into any authorized dealer, but they're going to bring it into you. And they'll give you a commission. So let's say that the service contract was $300. They would pay you, let's say, $100 for doing that. But when they bring your computer in, they'll pay you again for fixing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a win-win deal. So rather than having them go someplace else for their service contract, all they had to do is fill out the paperwork. They got enough of a commission to justify that. But then when all the repairs came in, not only was there no risk to them, they ended up increasing their sales by 20%. And
all because they brought a partner in.
With no risk. And the other thing is that if you have a promotion, and I am against promotions as a regular way of doing business, but every now and then it's certainly appropriate to get some attention. Not only will your supplier give you better margins, but they'll pay for your advertising. And they'll sit there so you can run advertising for a couple of weeks, and they'll give you $2,000 or $3,000 to do that. And
co-op.
You're leaving money on the table if you're not taking advantage of that.
Another thing I want to bring up, Tom, is what we used to call, when I worked for Sears, back decades ago when I was in college and right out of college, we had something called the 13th month. And the 13th month was the week after Christmas, 1 week. And a lot of times we would do as much business in that week as we did for the month of December, for the three previous weeks. And the reason I'm pointing this out to small business owners is this is a great time to get rid of inventory that you don't need to take into the next year. Mark it down, slash it, get it, make it where people have to come in, convert that obsolete, broken, whatever inventory you have that you don't want to carry into the next year. Get rid of it, convert that into cash, even though it means, you know, taking a loss on it. To convert that into cash, you can write off the losses. But convert that into cash so you're not taking bad inventory into the new year, and you are taking cash. What do you think?
Yeah, that is so important. Again, you're leaving money on the table. And there's a lot of people with gift cards that are going to want to cash them in. Mm-hmm. There's going to be people returning merchandise. They're going to have money to spend. And this is huge. That the week after Christmas is better probably than the week or even 10 or 12 days before Christmas.
And when they come in to buy those heavily marked down items, you know, that as we all know, people buy things that aren't marked down so low.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge, and especially because January and February tend to be lulls for a lot of businesses, so you want to build up your cash.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Hey, Tom, give us that website one more time, please.
TomAnastasi.com, and you can also go to the publisher, GlenBridgePublishing.com, to get the book.
Yep.
But if you go to my website or send me an email, I'll definitely get an autographed copy out to you.
There you go. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
See you later. Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.